This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertley. Good morning. People gathered in Burlington's City Hall Park last night following the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, during a white supremacist rally. One counter-protester was killed on Saturday. Meals on Wheels brings nutritious food to more than 15,000 Vermonters a year, most of them over the age of 60. Nationally, data shows the program saves lives and billions of dollars per year in health care spending. Yet, as VPR's Nina Keck reports, increasing demand on top of funding shortfalls are forcing administrators to make some tough choices.
Volunteer Richard Dupree, a retiree from Rutland, makes his first delivery of the day.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Meals on Wheels.
Thank you
nice
very
weather,
much.
Huh? Nice and hot.
72-year-old Pat Embry of Rutland lives alone and says meals like today's chicken teriyaki, vegetables, and brown rice means she eats better.
I have trouble standing for a length of time, so for me to cook and prepare a meal would be somewhat difficult.
Embry is one of about 4,700 Vermonters, age 60 and older, who get meals delivered to their homes. More than 10,000 others get daily meals in group settings like senior centers. Disabled Vermonters younger than 60 also qualify for the program. On this 90-degree day, Dupree stops at a dozen homes and apartments in Rutland, greeting clients and some of their pets.
It is very important to people. At times I put meals into refrigerators, and there's nothing in the refrigerators. What they do for the rest of the day, I have no idea.
Courtney Anderson manages Meals on Wheels for the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging, which serves Rutland and Bennington counties. She says 10 years ago, the majority of their clients were 85 and older. But that's changed, she says, and demand has grown.
The majority of folks that we're serving are now between 60 and 74 years old with chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, COPD.
Ripple effects of the nation's obesity epidemic. According to a survey of their clients, Anderson says 84% reported that the meals help them manage their condition.
92% say it enables them to remain living in their home. And 90% say that it makes them feel more safe and secure.
Nonetheless, she says paying for the program has become increasingly difficult as state and local budgets have tightened. To avoid a waiting list, Anderson says they recently cut their breakfast program entirely and reduced the number of meals they deliver from 7 days a week to five. But even more cuts may be needed. More than a third of Vermont's entire $6.4 million Meals on Wheels budget comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services through the Older Americans Act. The Trump administration has proposed cutting HHS's budget by 18%. How that will shake out in Congress remains unclear, but Anderson says agencies that work with the elderly are worried.
50% of the folks that we're serving are our most vulnerable clients who have no neighbor support, no family support, no transportation, very limited income. Really, without the home-delivered meals program, they would not be able to live independently in their homes.
And that, she says, is saving Vermont millions in Medicare and Medicaid costs.
And I don't know how many times our drivers have called and said, you know, so-and-so we found on the floor, we called the ambulance, they're in the hospital now, they had been there since last night, or they fell this morning and we were able to help them. This is just another net of safety for these folks.
Hi, how are you? Warm enough for you?
Back on his route, Richard Dupree greets 76-year-old Barbara Cornelius, who says her legs are bad, which makes driving, standing, and cooking difficult.
Are you worried about this program going away at all?
Well, I'm not only worried for myself, but the most I worry about is these people, older people, that don't have anybody or that they can't themselves make some kind of a meal. Sometimes older people can't even open up a can or whatever, and I can do that. But it's very nice to have one good meal a day.
We all chat for a few minutes before Dupree heads to his next delivery, a 95-year-old retired teacher who lives by herself.
I hope you have a good day, both of you. We'll see you.
All right, take care.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.